Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are in Brachos 28, talking about different things saying upon entering and leaving the study hall, and then the Gemara talks about some stories. The Gemara cites a brisa when Rabbi Eliezer fell ill. His students went in to visit him. They said to him, "Teacher, teach us the paths of life so that we may through them merit the life of the world to come." He said to them, "Be attentive for the honor of your colleagues and keep your children from reading too much scripture, for they will find it appealing and refrain from studying the oral Torah. Set them between the knees of scholars, and when you pray, know before whom you are standing, and in this manner you will merit the life of the world to come." Very interesting things going on here, very good things and good topics and good hints and ideas of how to merit the world to come. Don't read too much of only the written. Also have to do the oral, though. That's why it's good to learn Parsha and to learn Daf, to learn the Talmud, and to learn Tanakh. Always very interesting how we focus so heavy on Gemara and the yeshiva school system, but not so much on Navi and Kesuvim. Tanakh is 24 books, not just the 5 books, and then Mishnah Gemara. Very important to have the well-rounded, well-versed education, especially all the times the Gemara mentions all of these figures throughout Tanakh. How do we even know about them if we don't learn about them enough? So that's number one. And number two, surround yourself and be involved with a lot of Torah scholars, and make sure that when you are involved in these different things, make sure that you are having the good Torah and that you're amongst the scholars and know who you are standing in front of and learning in front of, that it's Hashem that you're speaking to and learning about. So it's good to be involved in as much as you can. Again, many different ideas. Like I look at the daily emails, the easiest way to get a little learning every day, besides for some daf with a shir, they have them daily emails for halacha, and they have it for mishnayos, and they have it for all these different things for Nach. Also, just surrounding yourself with Torah, knowing before who you stand, and having your focus so that you can have the best day possible. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 29 for Shabbos here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.